Diplomacy has not worked in Honduras so far, where President Manuel Zelaya was ousted 2 weeks ago. Talks are at a standstill between Zelaya and the forces that overthrew him. Yesterday, in fact, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez described the negotiations as, quote, dead before they started. Waves of international outrage followed that coup, and Honduras's interim government estimated today that it's been denied about $200 million in aid since the political crisis began. The U.S. has cut $16.5 million in military assistance and has threatened to cut $180 million more. For his part, President Obama has called for Zelaya to be returned to power. Yet in Miami, the unofficial capital of the Honduran community in the U.S., NPR's Greg Allen talked to a number of Hondurans who take the opposite view.
If there's one thing many Hondurans in Miami want you to know about recent events in their country, it's this.
What happened in Honduras was not a coup.
Maria Crow is from Honduras and with her husband owns a company that imports food products from her home country. She's part of a group of Hondurans who've been holding almost daily demonstrations throughout the Miami area in support of the government of interim president Roberto Micheletti. Crow says all the Hondurans she knows are agreed. Zelaya had to go.
I have not heard of anything opposite of that in the groups that I have been attending. It was not a coup. It was a constitutional action to prevent the president from trying to seek re-election indefinitely like other presidents in Latin America have done.
Presidents like Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. About 50,000 Hondurans live in Miami-Dade County, but there are also tens of thousands of Venezuelans and Nicaraguans, also more than a half million Cuban Americans, people who left their home countries because of leftist regimes. Many also support Zelaya's ouster. Marifali Peristabel is a Cuban American and professor of sociology at Florida International University. What's being decried elsewhere as a coup in Miami is being celebrated. And Peristabel says it has to do with Hugo Chavez.
In Honduras, the Chavez model has been stopped. I really think that it has been stopped. It's not going to fly. So that's the reason South Florida is so intertwined with the Caribbean and with Central America.
Members of the Honduran community this week paid a visit to the Costa Rican consulate in Miami. They were there to deliver a letter thanking Costa Rican President Oscar Arias for mediating discussions aimed at ending the political stalemate. In the consulate reception area, Honduran activist Jose Lago said there's one thing they want Arias to know that would not be acceptable, and that's Zelaya's return.
People have to understand with Honduran people that we're humble and what have you, but one thing that we abide the law and we cannot allow for the international community to tell Hondurans what to do, imposing the return of former President Zelaya.
On Flagler Street in Miami, on one block, there are a half dozen restaurants, beauty salons, and other shops that cater to the Honduran community. At Los Paisanos restaurant, music blares in the parking lot. Donald Cordoba, an insurance company account executive, had just arrived for lunch. Like other Hondurans I spoke to, he said he believed Zelaya had been removed from office constitutionally.
I don't like the way this thing has been taken internationally, especially here in the United States, because only people that actually know what the internal problems of the country are those people who know. This president is a criminal, has been a criminal, and has only made bad things to our country and government.
Around the world, international organizations are calling for Zelaya's return. Both the UN and the OAS have said otherwise they may consider sanctions. The U.S. has cut aid to the country, and President Obama has said Manuel Zelaya should be reinstated as president. But no matter how it's viewed by the rest of the world, in Miami, a small but vocal group of Hondurans and their allies say what happened in Tegucigalpa last month was a victory for democracy. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.